And I'd like to suggest we're at our happiest when we're using at least some of our energies to invest in the flourishing of others. And Jesus says when we live out his teachings, we're like wise people building on the rock and hopefully living well. Here are some of Jesus's sayings. 30 seconds, talk to the person next to you. What are the words in the gaps? Go. Okay, I'll be grateful for some participation at this point. Could somebody over the age of 50 give us the first two words? Left and right. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so your giving may be in secret. Someone between the ages of 20 and 50, could you do the second one? Any 20s, 30s, 40s? If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. So that's really important, forgiveness. And somebody under the age of 20, the third one, store up for yourselves treasure. Treasure in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy. These are Jesus's teachings. So our reading today really gives us some opportunities to think about where we are learning about Jesus's words, because we'll only really be able to do what he says if we know what he says. Life groups are a good opportunity to do that. As a family, we've been reading through the story of Daniel recently, just a couple of mornings a week. It's such an inspiring story of how God used Daniel in a foreign country. And so just getting together with one or two others, reading God's word together, discussing it, can be a really good way to build on a strong foundation. Good. Well, I'd like to audition for a band. So would any young people, or indeed anyone, like to come and sit at the front if you're interested in auditioning? If you just sit down on the floor there, Jacob, or on a chair at the front. Brilliant. For that. So could we all try our parts after four? You ready, Jacob and Hope? One, two, three, four. Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came rolling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up.
Really good playing. Actions for the next verse, if we can have that one. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Can we try that? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his... Get ready for the crash. The house on...
Floods came up, the rains came down, and the floods came up.
Very good. Well done. Amen.
So we're going to pray, and there's some slides going to come up on the screen about making good choices. So, Lord, thank you for challenging us to be wise, not foolish, how we lead our lives. And we pray in the week ahead, those of us who've got to make choices will make good choices. And the next slide, we're thinking about my own life. So think about your own life, anything that you're having to make decisions on. Lord, please would you give us wisdom? May we make our choices not out of fear, but out of faith. May they not be out of selfishness, but out of what would please you and bless others. And the next slide is talking about our home. So let's think about the people we share our lives with, our closest friends and family. Lord, we pray especially for those of us who might have really painful relationships and we're needing a lot of grace to be quick to forgive, to let go of anger, to encourage. Lord, bless the people we share our lives with. And then next we're thinking about where we spend the week, maybe at school, maybe at a workplace. Maybe we've got difficulties there or really difficult choices. Lord, help us to make good choices, especially where we need courage. I invite you to pray, if you spend most of your week at home, pray right now for your next door neighbors, for finding ways to bless them. And if you have a workplace, pray blessing on people you're working closely with. And in our next slide, we're thinking about government. Father, we just recognize we love to moan, we love to criticize, but we pray that this new government that we have elected may do a fantastic job, especially where they're needing to be wise and courageous and compassionate, and they don't know what to do. Lord, give them wisdom beyond themselves. Father, we pray your blessing on every MP, especially those newly elected, that they'll work out what their priorities should be. And we pray for the year ahead for the government as it, we have the King's Speech announcing what their policies will be. Lord, may they do great things by your help. And then a slide which talks about or reminds us there's people who are very sad today. There are people who feel they have very few choices. We thank God for those who are risking their lives to try and make peace. And for all our emergency services, I invite you to pray now for someone you know who works in caring for others, and especially for our emergency services. Lord, we pray in all these arenas, from our own little lives to your enormous world. May we make good choices for the protection of our planet, for the blessing of human beings made in your image, and for the well-being of all creation. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul writes to the Philippians, "My dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good will." And so I love that verse, that's Philippians 2:13. God wants to give us the will to fulfill his will. And so if you feel you could do with a bit more of the help of God for having a strong will for the right things, I invite you to stand. I'm certainly standing. God, those of us who need strengthening in our wills to make good choices, we say, please come, Holy Spirit. Even now, come, Holy Spirit. Give us courage. Give us resilience. Give us hope and trust in you. And we pray it all in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.